Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon all. This is Kim Williams. Welcome you to my Love Truth Ministry Blog Talk Show. I know it's been a while. This is November the 23rd, 2018, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope y'all had a wonderful, exciting gratitude day and week. Lord, Thanksgiving for some, and for us, we believe it. As believers, every day is Thanksgiving and gratitude towards our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Today, just a short one, just to remind y'all that this is not too much a reminder. Just rejoice in the Lord. And some announcements we'd like to inform you about. I'm sitting here today in the kitchen with my beautiful 91-year-old grandma and my sister Cynthia Jahi of Movement Unlimited Performing Art Company. And we just relaxed. I said we had a beautiful time with our family members. A beautiful, peaceful, joyful time where people can have conversation, eat good food, laugh, watch a movie. No argument, no agitation. That's a wonderful day. Mom dance, we dance, and that's what life's about, enjoying each other's company and respecting each other's company. So with that said, let's go into our program for today. I'm going to start off with Psalms 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praising God and everything we do, and our actions and our personality, and our get together. Now, we went around the room yesterday and we talk about our gratitude. We share our gratitude, what we were thankful for, what we were grateful for. And with that in mind, we receive, each one of us has something to thank God for. Another day of sight, another day of here, another day of getting out your bed, walking around, dancing, another day with your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your nieces and nephews, your great-grandmother, your grandmother, and your mom, friends, family, acquaintance, whoever it may be, another day with brother, another day with yourself, to be able to, some people at the world, some people are distant from the loved one, but guess what, you never fall from God. He's always present. He's always there for you. So if you keep this in mind, it'll help your day go wonderful, no matter how you feel. No matter what kind of day you feel that you may be having, when you lift up your eyes towards the hill and rejuvenate you, it gives you strength. So you know your hopes and your prayers come from God and all that God do. So why my announcement, like I said today, is about my announcements, is to inform y'all that Thanksgiving, this is Black Friday. For some who like to go shopping, you can go to youfindahairshopping.com, youfindahairshopping.com for your savings, as well as a list of savings attached to this Blog Talk Radio that you can receive from Target, your airline, some savings, Southwestern, United, Alaska, from ABE Books, you like people who like to read, check it out. And you who are about to travel, not only, you can go to myvortex365.com, Purpose Driven Travel 1. Matter of fact, you can go to PurposeDrivenTravel1.us, PurposeDrivenTravel1.us, and you can save. You can cut yourself your own account, which becomes your own link, and anytime you want to travel, your hotel space, hotel room, a room, a board, in a house, and whatever your travel need might be, just go to that link, and it's yours, and you have it any time to save on your travel. 85% of the time, if you want deeper savings, you can go to lovetruthministry.com, and you will see my information on travel again that you can link and get the membership. If you're looking for a business opportunity, you can find out from Love Truth Ministry also. Idea, Love Truth Ministry, lift up the name of Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Yes, and letting you know, all power and strength is in his name. Lifting each other up as sisters and brothers in Christ. Let all the people know that, yes, you stand on the word of God. Yes, you believe in the great I am, the one who gave you life. You might believe in your family members, your loved ones and stuff, but the most important, you believe in God. That everything else work out is to give you discernment. He gives you ideas, creativity. He guides your steps. He orders your path. So as we focus on God and everything we do, it gives us strength. No matter how difficult the situation may be, you can take a deep breath and say, okay, maybe I need to do this, maybe I do that. Maybe God's telling me do something different. Maybe God's saying doing this or that. Whatever it may be, it helps you through the hard times. It helps you through the great times. I'm going to bring on for a moment my sister. She wants to share some information. But again, you can find all the links to all the different savings and be wonderful. If you click the link, and if you go off the link for any reason, maybe you get to do something else, go back to the link that I post, because that way I will get credit that you actually use my link. If you go back to a different way, I won't get credit. So I appreciate all help. It helped me bless my Love Truth Ministry, which helped me be able to bless others. Here goes my sister, Cynthia Jahi of Moments Unlimited Perform Art Company, as well as Sister Love, Cynthia Jahi.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm honored to be able to be on this blog talk by Love Truth Ministry, created by my sister, Kim Williams, and I'm very thankful to have her as a sister. I love you too, my sister. And we're sisters biologically as well as spiritually. I am, as she said, Cynthia Williams, Yasari's Love, Jahi. And I am the founder of Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated. And I've just been blessed to have had a lot of different wonderful people in my life and classes and exposure to different reading materials and YouTube videos and a lot of books while I was living in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I spent a lot of time in the library. And in the library, you just are open to the opportunity, the freedom to just read an endless amount of material. And out of one book written by, at the moment I can't think of the author, but it will come to me. This one book, one very important piece in this book had to do with your health. And for those of you out there who are trying to make it on your jobs, for those of you out there who are trying to have a healthy family, for those of you out there who are entrepreneurs or artists, one of the things that you need to have in the beginning and the end and all in the middle is good health. If you're a dancer, you can't be a successful dancer if you're plagued with bad health. If an entrepreneur, after you've earned all the money that you've earned, if you're very, very sick, you're not going to be able to enjoy it as much as you could have if you're plagued with bad health. If you're a mother and a father and you're trying to have a happy family, one of the things you want your family to have is good health. So one of the things that I've read by Napoleon Hill, thank you, out of the book, it has to do with 17 steps, I believe, the 16 or 17 steps to success. This book is an old book. I mean, when I say old, I'm talking back in the 1920s. And Napoleon Hill, this might have been one of his earlier books. It's a thick one, too. But I got a lot out of reading this book by Napoleon Hill. He's also the author of Think and Grow Rich. One of the things that he says near the very end of the book is that when you get up each day, stretch your body while you're in the bed before you get up, take some deep breaths, stretch your body, thank the Creator for you know, awaken you for a new day. And then before you put anything in your mouth to drink or to eat, to make sure that you drink a cup of warm water. It can be room temperature or warm water. I lean more towards warm because you may be in a cool room and you don't want that water to be too chilly. Some people may like it to be sleep in a cold room. Some people like it when it's really chilly in their room. But it's very important that you have the water warm so that within a few minutes you'll be able to go to the restroom and not only urinate but also defecate, which is very important. Talking about relieving our body, emptying out, you know, the bladders and the tract. We call it
the digestive tract.
So that you can, when you go to eat, you're going to be eating, your new food can go into your body and it can energize you the way that it needs to, and you don't have all this excess things in your body that are stuck there, toxic, that they can become toxic. So just remember that. A lot of times we don't like to have this conversation about water and the health benefits of water. Cherish the water that we have, people, on the planet. It's very important that we take care of the water. We have I don't know if you know it or not, but our oceans are very polluted. And I don't know if you know it or not, but our air is very polluted. And all of that affects our water. So even though that might not be something that you've been paying attention to, I think that every single human being and living creature on the planet that can do anything about it needs to pay attention to the planet, your ecosystem, the place that we live. The Creator gave us clean water and fresh air. And the industries that we have and the things that we do as people, we're polluting it. And it can have devastating effects because we see what's happening in Flint, Michigan. The people there are unable to get, well, this is a political thing, but they're not able to get clean water, which they can because they have access some of the purest water on the planet, and that's right out of the rivers that are right above them, you know, like the lakes, Lake Michigan and all of that, So which is a crime that they can't, you know, have clean water. But let's keep them in mind, too, and any money you can send towards that, as well as to Flint, Michigan, if you know anybody that's there. Whether you know them or we don't know them, we should be doing our part, and I'm going to do my part, too, to get water to our friends and people in Flint, Michigan. I think that's what I want to share today, Kim. I just wanted to bring up the water. And if you want to see a good movie on how important it is to keep our water clean, my sister Kim and my family just got to look at the movie, what is it, The Rain. It's called The Rain. You can find it on Netflix, and today is November the 23rd, 2018, so you can find this on Netflix. And believe me, you'll be more concerned about how we deal with our ecosystem, the water and the air. Okay, so it's not 90 seconds.
Okay, you good.
Okay. All right. So since we have 90 seconds, I want to say, you know, don't forget Love Truth Ministries, and don't forget Purpose-Driven Travel. And Kim, you need to go ahead and let her go ahead and sign out for a last bit of information. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Cynthia, for that beautiful information telling us about the water and ecosystem. Be conscious about that. Continue when you go on to the announcements below. You see all the different affiliate programs I'm a part of. And if you blessed by using that name, it goes towards the money I earn from that. We'll go towards Love Truth Ministry. Public Health Town, Mahatma Flint, that's one of the projects we're going to be working on, as well as Young Lady Named Sunshine King. We get her quasi-sizer. Again, as you see him announce that God is love, keep him first. Make your election known. We have a big election we just had for the Senate, the Congress, and nationally and locally for who the governor should be. We have to make our election known. The first election known is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Because we don't, that you're a walking zombie. But when you connect it to God, you know he gave you strength through the hard time, devastating time, positive time. You know your eyes is on God, not on any leader of this country or any leader in the world. Your focus always on Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your God? And who are you living for? Are you living for what they say in the news or what your body feels? your physical being, or are you living for the God who created you, gave you breath, made the reason why you're alive and creativity? I'm about to sign off. Love Kim Williams and Love Truth Ministry. Again, thank you to my co-host today, Cynthia Jahi of Women's Unlimited, and Josiah Love. You will hear more and more from her because she will be joining me on for Noon with some wisdom about how to take care of yourself, the ecosystem, and how to help your children do educational programs. So much more she does. She's awesome. Yes, she's my biological sister, but she's just an awesome person at large. So, again, thank you all for tuning in. Let your family and friends know about us. We will be coming on off and on until I get back on my regular schedule for the program. So stay tuned. Log us in. It's to get any information, go to Love Truth Ministry, the head archives of the show. Okay, have a blessed day in Jesus' holy name. And give a shout-out to the National Black Unity Newspaper. If you're looking for a paper to be in and you're a black owner of a company, researcher, or whatever, you would like to contact me, and I will get you in contact with David Murphy, who is the publisher of this paper. Have a blessed day. Enjoy your day.